This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. What started as a class assignment ended in national recognition for several Fort Madison High School students. They received an honorable mention in the NPR Student Podcast Challenge. The students addressed a topic often considered taboo.
Mental illness in my family has been a burden my entire life, and there's other people out there going through what I went through, and I'm just hoping I can put this out there to help them.
That's the opening to the podcast, Life Ain't Easy. Student Chris K., we're not using his last name, says he has not shared his story often, and he says it was not easy to open up for the podcast.
It was a rough time in my life, and I kind of just kept it in.
He says he decided to open up to help himself and to encourage others in a similar situation to seek help so they don't suffer alone. During the podcast, Chris says his older brother's behavior started changing around the time he entered fifth grade. Chris says his brother struggled with depression and anxiety, and things got worse in middle school.
I shared a room with him about at that time, and he always threatened to stab me and kill me in my sleep. So I was always scared to go to sleep or do anything.
The podcast is the result of a senior project. Students formed small groups and were tasked with coming up with a topic for their program.
I was starting to talk to my group and asking them about if any of them else had situations with mental illness, and another guy in our group named Chris said yes.
So they checked with their teacher, Sarah Yunkel, and she gave them the go-ahead. Yunkel teaches English and language arts at Fort Madison High. She was touched by the stories the students in Chris's group shared.
When I heard Chris's podcast, it was, it was heart-wrenching. And I let other students listen to it in other classes, and everyone was just really felt something from it.
After listening to the first take, Yunkel worked with the group's members to help them edit and polish the podcast. She says she felt strongly that it needed to be heard and kept telling them they could win the NPR contest.
It was an honest podcast, and they really put themselves out there in order to tell their stories. So I was really proud of them.
Yunkel says this was the first year she assigned students to produce podcasts. Now she expects to do it every year. She says the students love the assignment, and she hopes the podcast by Chris's group raises awareness of mental health issues. Chris says mental illness is a difficult subject to address because there are so many different types of it that affect people in so many different ways. He says some kids deal with depression and anxiety and no one knows about it, not even their parents or friends.
And it's just really tough because you never know what's going to happen. So my outlook right now is just be kind to everyone, because you don't know what battles they're fighting on their own.
Chris graduated this spring. He planned to start an apprenticeship to be an electrician, though he says that's been delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Chris says his brother has been in and out of mental health facilities, and he has not seen him for a couple years. Chris says despite the rough times, he still considers his brother part of the family. Chris just wishes his brother had never been afflicted with mental illness so that he could have a normal brother. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.